The Justice Department has 1 week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 1 week to decide what a federal judge should keep the public from seeing in proposed redactions after he said he's inclined to unseal the affidavit that led to the search warrant he approved for the FBI raid on the Trump Mar-a-Lago home.
If I was the DOJ, a Biden DOJ, I'd probably be redacting everything other than the word and the.
That's Trump attorney Alina Haba. The former president wants the affidavit unsealed, even if some is blacked out, though.
DOJ counterintelligence chief Jay Bratt is not satisfied, telling the Washington Post there's, quote, real concern, not just for the safety of these witnesses, but to chill other witnesses who may come forward and cooperate.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Also in Florida, 20 convicted felons could be headed back to prison, charged with illegally voting in 2020. Governor Ron DeSantis spoke in Fort Lauderdale.
They did not go through any process. They did not get their rights restored, and yet they went ahead and voted anyways. That is against the law.
The cases were handled by a new state agency created to investigate election issues. Fox's Evan Brown. Russia and Ukraine keep blaming each other for shelling a nuclear power plant Russian forces took control of shortly after the February invasion. It is Europe's largest nuclear plant.
There has been global concern growing, brought on not only by disregarded safety measures inside the plant, but more specifically the fighting outside of it. Shelling it on the site this week has not subsided.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. The FAA is investigating the midair crash of two small planes in California that left three people dead. This man saw it.
It was too horrific a collision. It wasn't like they just barely rubbed up against each other. It was almost like a missile hitting another plane.
It happened as the planes are trying to land at Watsonville Airport. The school board in Fargo, North Dakota, will pledge allegiance to the flag again, reversing a decision not to recite it after a backlash from the public. America's listening to Fox.
College was founded to develop the minds and improve the hearts of its students. As part of this commitment, every student signs an honor code, which reads, "A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in the study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. Through education, our students rise to self-government." To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu/honor. That's hillsdale.edu/honor.
President Biden remains on vacation in Delaware, while First Lady Jill Biden remains isolated in South Carolina after getting COVID while the Bidens were vacationing together until Tuesday, when he went to the White House and signed that law. Democrats say will reduce inflation and fight climate change, but Republicans claim will raise taxes and prices. The president plans to travel the country, touting the law's benefits. He's also planning this. The White House summit, a unity summit that he is planning. This would be dealing with hate groups.
The United We Stand summit is part of an effort to heal the soul of the nation, a key campaign pledge from President Biden. He will host civil rights groups, faith leaders, law enforcement officers, gun violence prevention advocates, and former members of hate groups at the event on September 15th.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The president and Democrats in Congress keep advocating stricter gun laws. Some want to ban so-called assault rifles. Lawmakers north of the border in Canada are going a lot further, banning handguns.
The move comes after several deadly shootings, including the mass school shooting in Texas that left 21 people, many children, dead. In addition to the ban on handgun imports set to begin today, Parliament is set to vote on a total ban of handguns when it resumes in September. That bill would make it illegal to buy, sell, or transfer handguns anywhere in the country. The country's public safety minister says the only purpose of handguns is to kill people and sees it as an important step for safety. While some conservative leaders say it disrespects an important part of Canadian culture, won't stop the flow of illegal handguns, and will hurt retailers and small businesses. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall at the opening bell. Dow futures are down about 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.